Welcome, welcome, welcome to 2 inches deep. It's your boy, The Rock on the mic, and we have Coach Jackson Bozarth with us today for another amazing episode. You know what I'm talking about. We didn't do a Beer Left Wednesday. That's because we endured finals.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
And we prevailed. I prevailed, at least.
You prevailed?
Yeah.
I prevailed as well.
Yeah.
Prevailed as well. I'm talking with my professor right now, though, because she's geeking.
Aren't they all, though?
Well, dude, I got an A in the class, and then now it's like saying that I got a B, and I'm like, that's not right. So I'm trying to deal with that, but other than that, I hope you guys listen to our cheating advice that we provided for our listeners. I think that was like the last update we did on school, right? And everyone did good, I
hope. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to just say I pulled it together. You know, it's always those last minute adjustments that help.
Great ones adjust.
Exactly, yeah. And I'm just happy it's over. Now can I give we have a little break to breathe? Because it was getting on my nerves, the school shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to have. The good thing about college is, like, remember in high school when you would do winter breaks, you get maybe 2-3 weeks off?
Yeah.
And in college, you get a month and a half off.
Well-deserved.
Yeah. For anyone that was in college, I know that it's been, and even in high school, I know it's been an awful, I wouldn't say weird, awful, but it just hasn't been great for anyone, I don't think, so.
Right, I feel bad. Like people like my sister, this was her, like, first semester in college. She's over here crying and stuff. I'm like, this isn't normal school.
Yeah. Like, you got 4 more years of this, honey. Yeah. Man, that's tough. Tough, but we're glad to be back. We have we're gonna do Real Life Wednesday up until the new year, unless something extravagant happens in our lives. I know that we have Ali Rock is gonna be out on vacation for a while.
That doesn't mean there's not gonna be an episode Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Nothing falls on the holiday, does it? Maybe
after New Year's
or something like that. I don't know,
honestly. I mean, there's Ukrainian Christmas, but who cares, right?
Fuck Ukrainian Christmas, am I right? What else do we have going on? We have a couple more episodes. Rest of the year, we have one more video coming out that we're working on. And then we have exciting news to jump off the 2021 year. I think, actually, in the next couple weeks, which as in one or two, we're going to do an episode just about 2020. I don't know if we should put that as a Real Life Wednesday or a Sunday episode. We don't know yet, but it's just going to be a recap of 2020, which is going to be funny, sad, all of it.
Yeah. And it's going to be, it would be nice to relive the moments.
Yeah, it's been a long year.
Honestly, it just feels like the longest.
Yeah.
But another thing is football. All of our teams did good today.
Yep, two of our teams did really good. I don't think the Ravens played, did they?
They played them all, prime time.
Who do they play?
Browns.
Ooh.
It's going to be an interesting game.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
Because they're sort of like evenly matched because the Browns have been really good and Raymond just kind of got out of a slump. But Bears, you know, why show up now? What's the point?
I wanted to talk to you about this. I was actually looking forward to this segment, the few sports segments we do on this show now. But I wanted to know how you felt about Mitchell Trubisky. It's like, because here's the thing. It's like we talk about it and then right as we talk about him being as shitty as he is, he has probably one of the best games of his career. So it's just very confusing.
Yeah, it's also weird because Texans aren't like a solid team to where it's like, yeah, they're competitors. Like, we're scared. We're going to... No, it's like... And maybe for Mitch, it was because he was playing against a guy who people were comparing Mitch to him about how, like, oh, how would you take Mitch like at number 3 when Deshaun went like number 7 or something?
Deshaun? Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson.
Oh, am I saying it wrong?
I'm sure that's what they might have called him.
Right. But, you know, so this was like, I got to prove to them I'm the best game. But this is the best game I've had, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, he's still going to have a hiccup. He's probably throw next game 4 interceptions.
Well, what are you guys, 6-7? I mean, you guys got to win out. I mean, yeah, to even have a chance.
It's just like, we're a mediocre team at best, so. And that's how we're going to finish off the season, like with an even record, maybe.
Yeah, well, you know. Could be worse, buddy. Could be worse. You could be a winless team right now.
Jets.
Yeah. Colts. It was weird today because Ali Rock and I had to go Christmas shopping for stuff. I do have Ali Rock's present in my car right now. Maybe we'll take a picture of it when he opens it up. Little, what is it called?
We have to take videos of each other.
A little surprise, and we can put some clickbait edit, clickbait title on it.
On YouTube.
He was so surprised when I got him this, and it's like your face, like.
Like, what's in the box? And
yeah.
I'm like.
Yeah, exactly. And then as a team, our chief marketing officer gave us a present, which is very nice. You guys will see it on our Instagram tomorrow. So doing that. So Christmas is coming up. But anyways, I was going to talk about the Colts. We had to go Christmas shopping. And today was the first time all year I was not able to watch the Colts. Didn't even watch it. However, I don't know what's going on.
How are they won?
Because we kicked ass. So I'm in a thing where it's like, do I not watch them, but do I punish myself? You know what I mean? Like, I don't usually, I get upset because I feel like they're supposed to be hearing me. But we played the Las Vegas Raiders, which sucked because like it was in our backyard. It's the first time I was ever going to be able to see my team in Las Vegas, and we're having a strobe light disco party in here. Get the stripper pole. Holy shit. See, you guys will be able to see this shortly. You guys will be able to see what's happening shortly behind us. I think that's just my cue, like in the Grammys when they're like, hey, wrap it the fuck up.
No, I wasn't doing that. I wanted to have like a little mood setting here, you know.
Yeah, get the smooth jazz going.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he's holding my hand right now.
I did steal my mom's diffuser for finals week, and I just had it on with eucalyptus, and I bombarded it with eucalyptus, like to the point where my nostrils burned a little bit.
Mm.
But it really had me focus. Yeah.
Interesting. But with all that being said, I am very happy. We are 9-4. We have a really good chance of finishing out with wins. It's just, I hope that the Packers find a way to beat the Packers find a way to beat the Titans upcoming so that we can have that division. Be great, but I'm in a weird spot right now with the Colts because it's like, do I want to keep Phillip Rivers? Because he's playing really good lately. Really good.
Which has to see, man.
I'm very confused right now. I'm very conflicted with
my man Rivers, bro. Anyway, this is a little football spiel, but now we're going to move it straight into a juicy ass topic because we need it, you know. This one is a question for all of us here, but really, our personal preferences come to play here. And this is, like, we were at Dick's today. We saw a basketball hoop.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, $800 to, was it more of a cheaper one? But it was, like, those that you can lift up and, like, solid metal you bolt into the ground and shit.
Yeah.
Man, I wasn't, like, not thinking about buying it. But I was like, dude, all the courts here, all the parks used to have the nets up and everything. Now they took all the rims down. You can't even play.
Exactly.
And the courts that do have them up, they chained it up and shit. We can't even get in there. So, like, damn. Missed time to ball. But if we were playing a game of basketball, right? 5v5 with your squad. But the squad has to be only Disney characters.
Yeah, so I want to ask you this because, like I've mentioned before on this, I don't really prepare for segments like this. So these are just going to be on the top of my head.
We're not doing like straight all five. We'll switch off starting
right
off.
Right. So I want to ask you, do they have to be like humans or can they be...
No, they could be finding...
Just anyone. All right. So do you want to start or do you want to... Go ahead. Yeah, I want to hear where you start off first.
All right. As my center, I'm picking Bruce, the shark from Nemo. I just think he brings the aggressiveness that I need, as in, you know, I'm going to take it from you. He smells blood.
Yeah.
It's game over, you know, so I need him on my team, you know, big body.
So I'm going to start off as my center, and I hope you fuck with this, the Beast from Princess, or what was it? Beauty and the Beast. Dude, I got to match up, you know, physicality. I want center that's tough.
He's
you
also
know
strong,
I mean?
Yeah. Strong.
And all he has to do to Bruce is poke him in the fucking eye. So I'm going to have to say that the Beast is my starting five for sure. It's my starting center. He's a big boy. Can probably get a couple rebounds for us. Scare the shit out of everyone on that team.
That's true.
So,
that's true.
I mean, I need a tough guy. Go ahead. Your next one.
So this one, I'm going to do my shooting guard.
Yep.
For this one, I think it'll have to be Toe Mater.
Wow.
Because I think that little thing, that little like toe hitch that he'll be just, you know, hook the ball on.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be wet every time. You know, he won't even try. And he'll have a good time. You know, you need the energy to be high on the court and he'll bring that energy. You know what I'm saying? And if someone
misses him,
yeah, exactly. And the trash talking, they won't even know he's trash talking, but he is.
Yeah.
And they'll get butt hurt, you know. So I need him on my team.
That's a good one. I'm gonna have to go with I'll go with a shooting guard as well. I'm gonna go with Buzz Lightyear. Okay, here's what I'm thinking. Buzz Lightyear, team player. Epitome of a team player. You know, here's the thing. In Toy Story, he's a superstar. But when he needs to be a team player, he's a team player. So if I had to equivalent him to any superstar, probably be LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, all those people. I mean, they just find a way to win.
LeBron James.
So I'm going to have to go with him. I just feel like Buzz has a strap on him as well.
Mm-hmm. So how about point guard? This one's tricky.
Yep.
Because my point guard needs to lead the team.
Sure.
And when I think of point guard, I think of authority, right? And like, you know, whatever he says, listen.
Yep.
And your shooting guard was close, but my point guard is Woody.
Good.
Sheriff, you know, Sheriff, I'm in charge. Yeah. Like, you know, snake in his boot, so he'll have the handle on lock.
Feet are moving. He's quick twitch.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think he has a good vert, too.
Mm.
So he might.
Yeah. Here's my thing, though. My point guard's locking you up. Mike Wazowski.
Mm.
Mike Wazowski. Here's what we need to talk about Mike Wazowski. He's tiny.
He's resilient.
But he has a fucking reach. Have you seen his arms? His arms are like the entirety of his body.
He's basically the basketball.
Exactly. So here's my thing is we have a pass on our team with the Beast where he just literally picks up Mike Wazowski and Mike Wazowski holds the basketball and he throws it to Buzz Lightyear.
Who flies it in.
It's called the alley-oop, baby. Initiative. So that's my starting three right there. We got two more picks. I do have a couple more that I'm ready for, but go ahead. Who's your – let's go power forward.
Power forward, so obviously he needs to be strong.
Yes.
And he needs to be mean, bro. I don't like a nice little power forward who's like, you know, flails around. I need him with the fucking elbows swinging.
Yes.
He has a ball, right?
Yep.
And to me, the only person who can do that is Maui from Moana.
Ooh.
You know he's gonna be yamming too. He's not even gonna be shooting. He's just I'm under the rim yam every time he gets the ball.
Oh boy, that's a good one. Wait, so we're on power forward, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Mufasa.
Okay, because he's mean.
Mean, and just dude.
Just fuck you.
What the fuck are we talking about? We're not even fucked up.
Oh, it sounds like we're high as fuck right now.
We're not even fucked up. Like, that's a funny thing, but I'm gonna do I'm gonna choose from Boston. That's my powerful. I don't know if he can use his hands. I feel like no one wants to smoke with him. So my NBA equivalent, Dennis Rodman. Oh, fuck. All right.
Damn, bro.
Who we have left, shooting guard or small forward?
I think small forward.
Okay.
This one for me, I'm bringing some diversity on my team. It's going to be she. And then my small forward has to be, I think, just there in situations when you need her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be Tinkerbell.
She's tiny, though, for a small forward.
Small forward, if you see what I'm saying. And she can carry the ball, though. Right. She can use her magic shit to lift the ball and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, put the little dust on them so they, like, fall down and, ooh.
Right.
You know.
Right.
That's my rationale.
My small forward is Hercules. Here's the thing. I'm a GM, right? I'm a GM, so I gotta sell tickets somehow, some way. And that's a handsome motherfucker right there. So, man, I think my team's whooping you.
Listen. I have to do this right now. We have to write this down and post on the
ground. Any honorable mentions that you had? I was going to say like, Goofy, but I wanted to do a voice.
Who's the six man?
Probably Goofy.
Why?
Goofy. Here's my thing. I wanted either Goofy or Mickey Mouse. But, like, I just feel like Mickey Mouse's focus isn't there because he's always worried about Minnie, you know what I mean? So it's like, know who you're fighting for, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, my sixth man,
Stitch.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you just get in there and just fucking maul people, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Man.
Either him, him or the genie. What was his name?
Aladdin.
It was just, his name was Genie.
Wait, that's, wait, is that Aladdin? What movie has the genie?
Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, God, those are funny.
Shit, man. That was one of our funnier segments, and I swear we're not even fucked up. Like, fucking 20-year-old men over here talking about this bullshit. That was a good one. We got to write this shit down, though, so
no,
we
can remember. Yeah, I'm going to re-listen to it, because I low-key forgot my certain five, but
we got to make an edit, for sure.
Rather than playing basketball.
Oh my gosh, what's the next segment we got on here? That was so funny last one.
We got a sad boy of the week.
Oh yeah,
man, it was kind of hard for me to find a sad boy because not a lot in my eyes, I mean, because I was too focused on school, but not a lot happened for me this week in like social media.
It was
and all
a
that.
Slow week though too at yeah. the same time, like I every
it was
day
before
was
Christmas
draining.
Everyone's quiet, you know?
Yeah. My sad boy of the week is any borderline offensive professional team, because you will get canceled. Cleveland Indians. Well, we don't say that word anymore.
Can't call them Indians.
Yeah. Cleveland Native Americans are no longer
what would they change their name to? Like, could be Cleveland Natives?
Well, they're called right now the Cleveland baseball team, Major right? League Baseball Team. So wow. they're copying the Washington No-Names.
Right.
As of right now. I don't really know what to say about it because I'm sure this is a serious topic and it doesn't sound good coming from a really Caucasian dude saying that he doesn't understand. But I just feel as if like if it was offensive now, that word, what I don't know how to put it into words. I just feel like this is it's very soft to me.
I know because like I mean like people who are Native American, they don't say I'm Indian because you know why they call them Indians because Columbus thought he came to India.
Yeah,
and, you know, so there's like, oh, that's offensive.
And I'm sure, yeah. But here's my thing:
well, it's not.
For me, I'm just thinking like, isn't it so sort of a flex though? That's your team in that sense though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, do you claim
oh, all
the
Indians.
Washington? Well, like, words that
been,
were called, or
been
the Cleveland I words that they were called, 100 years, bro.
Yeah, and now you have to
now all
it.
Of a sudden, like, you know what I mean? I don't.
I mean, well, it's like before the Redskins, like there was like a little movement because of the name, and some people are behind it, and it basically just grew,
right?
You know, so they had to do something about it because well, so many people didn't like.
I that. Think that calls for another conversation. Is that your team is going to be next, the Blackhawks?
See, I don't think so because. They got the logo and the name from, you know, military standpoint. It wasn't like either Indians.
Yeah.
You know.
But I don't think that even – and I'm not trying to defend these things if people are offended by it. But what I'm saying is like I don't think when they are creating these organizations that they did it to mock anyone. It was almost like a sense of pride. I mean, because like when
– they're representing something, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So when a lot of these athletes would put on that uniform, I think that they were proud to be an Indian or proud to be a Redskin. You know what I mean? Like I don't
– Yeah.
And I think what they should have done is – this is just in a perfect world, but I think it would have been cool if they at least – people were proud to be of that part of that organization and have a greater understanding of the heritage that happened years and years and years ago. You know what I mean? And why that they're named that, but no mas.
Right. Yes, that is pretty sad.
Yeah. Sad no point. More teams. It's like these teams that we're growing up with, they are not a team. And it just doesn't feel right. You know what I mean? Like it just feels weird that they're not the same team.
Mm-hmm. For me, my sad boy is Bobby Shmurda.
Explain to our viewers who, yeah.
That guy. So, I'm a fan. Because his one hit that went off, like, what was that? Like, fucking, you know, four or
like
five years ago.
2014, bro. I remember. Yeah, it was like a freshman year.
Still goes nuts. You know what I'm saying? He was supposed to get released out of prison, like, in August. And I guess, you know, they reviewed his, you know, record in prison, isn't that? So he today he took a. The reason everyone was like giving him so much props is because his sentence was 5 years and his friend's was 12.
Yeah, and he's not snitch.
He took a compromise to so they both get 7. So
yep.
His boy got out though, and he has to stay an extra year.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't even know what for. Like, I must have done something in prison or whatever. But
he's, it's algebra, bro.
It's probably because like I don't know phones.
They didn't do PEMDAS, you know what I mean? So
right.
It's like.
So he has to stay an extra year while his boy get out.
You know what's crazy is like a lot of these a lot of these rappers who are in the pen have put out music.
Yeah.
Bobby Shmurda, not one song. Like O3 Greedo, Meek was putting out shit. A lot of people
were putting out
right, but like they're still putting out music, and he has like literally gone off the face of the earth.
I don't think so.
He's still very relevant.
Yeah.
He's relevant, but I'm just saying, like, I was just kind of surprised that he never put out anything. I'm not.
Right.
I'm sure it's probably a lot fucking harder than me just saying, well, why didn't you put anything out, Bobby Shmurda? But I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
I was just surprised.
Okay, I could see that. Those are sad.
That is for sure sad, though. For sure sad.
Yeah.
For the culture.
He's like staring at the window with his friend out playing with everyone.
Yeah.
Crying.
When I see you again.
Poor guy. But anyway, about a week ago, we're going to talk about our Mount Rushmore. It's pretty special this week. So, you know, we are hardworking men. We look forward.
I think so.
Yeah. And it's not, you know, I've had a few jobs. I think like maybe like 4 or 5 jobs.
Yeah.
You are what, 3?
Yes.
3, yeah. You know, and there's always etiquette to like the jobs look for or like on interviews mainly. And these are for the people who, you know, I guess COVID hit and your job laid you off and maybe it's time for you now to get off your ass.
Yeah, get back on the saddle, baby.
Yeah, it's 2021 and you know, start making money.
Pull them by the balls.
My sister, you know, she went interview this and that, you know, so I had to give her some pointers on her resume, this and that.
Yeah.
But like our Mount Rushmore is like the necessities to have for the interview.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Or like work etiquette.
Sure.
When you come in your first day or whatever.
Sure.
Must haves and needs.
Yeah. You want to start?
I will let you start.
So I'm just going to do double. So what I'm going to say is like, I'm going to say first day, like when you're working and interview. So I'll start with the interview. I've been a part of 2 interviews for work, but then I always felt as if I don't even know what I was gonna say.
The interview, man.
Oh no. I felt when I was getting recruited and stuff, that is part of the interview as well. So like I would talk to coaches and it was always really my parents made sure like I was like acknowledging them and understanding, you know what I mean? So like when you go in an interview, I always think that you need to be wearing something. I don't care what kind of job, you could be go picking up dog shit on the side of the road. Like you need to wear something professional if you have the ability to. So I'm very lucky enough to have the ability to purchase nicer clothes.
Yep.
So I always wear a suit and a tie. I don't like, it doesn't matter if I'm going to be a griller at a fast food joint. Like I do it because I just think that it shows respects and it shows that you, you took time out of it. Like it shows that you care. You know what I mean? You care about your appearance one and you care that you're going to spend the time to do that.
It's very important because that's the employer's first impression.
Yes.
So they see like, oh shit,
yes,
it's about business.
And then, flip side, first day that you're there or whatever, like it is really important for you to, one, find a friend, like when you're working and try to find a hard worker and mimic their style so that you can be a part of something. You know what I mean? So I just remember, when Ali Rock and I first met, like the first thing when I was in there, I literally put my stuff down and like went and I had no idea what the hell I was doing, but I went and talked to everyone who looked like they were in my position. So if they weren't holding a wrench, I was like, okay, well you have to be doing something that I might be doing. And I was asking, and I remember like you thought I was like a happy go get, like, which I am a happy go lucky guy, but like probably borderline annoying, you know what I mean?
Some you said was funny.
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
For me, interview, ask questions.
Oh, I was gonna say that. Fuck, good one.
So that's your one chance like to know what you get into before you're starting. But you have to ask like intriguing questions to the employer just so they know like, oh, this guy's here to make money, this and that. So you gotta be like, you have to ask about what can I do to better this business?
Yeah.
What do you expect out of me? Stuff like that. It's because they're going to tell you what to do and what to expect from the job, but like, what do you expect from me?
Yes.
Coming out of me, like, what do you need me in order for me to step up in this company?
Yes.
This and that, you know. You have to make it known that I'm not just here to make money. I'm here to do something more with my life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And here's another thing. It's not like Ellen, but like, jobs hate when you have school, bro. You know, they don't give a fuck about your school schedule, really.
No.
It's like, you work school around us. And I'm like, come on. I'm, you know, us kids here, we're making like pennies and a dollar.
The very good employers do care. And those are the lucky ones, but those are few and far between, guys. So if you are looking for jobs, I mean, it's very hard to find employers that care about that. You know what I mean?
And the, like, some of these companies just want an employee who's, you know,
dedicated.
30, 40, and that's their job.
Yep.
You know, that's it.
Yeah.
We're looking at other things, opportunities.
Let's give some people advice, though, for questions. So, again, what Ali Rock said, ask how you are going to be beneficial to that. What do they expect? Because if you don't ask those questions and then you get your ass reamed for something that you didn't know, that's almost your fault because mm-hmm. you didn't apply yourself to asking. I always ask people, too, when I was an employee, how many people are in my position?
Mm-hmm.
Good question. One, I ask because, like, you want to know who your colleagues are going to be. And two, like, how are you going to separate yourself from those people? And not that anything has to be a competition or workplace because sometimes you need the teamwork and stuff. But you do want to be the guy that or gal that separates yourself within those people and is the hard worker and is someone to rely on. Because at the end of the day, you have to take care of your own self. You have to hopefully get those raises and get those promotions and get more responsibility. So I always ask, what is how many people are in my position and how, and then like Ali Rock said, what do you expect of me? Mm-hmm. And then from there you can kind of base on, are you interested in this job really?
Right. Another good question to ask is asking the employer, what are your goals for people who you hire?
Mm.
Like, what do you expect from them? Or like, what kind of goals do you set to see your employees achieve this and that? Just so you know, like, I'm going to get these goals so they see, you know, I'm putting in that work and this and that.
Yes.
Because, you know, usually companies have a 3-month review and then they give you a raise after that. And if you don't get it, you're really going to get fired or something like that. So you always want to make sure, but, you know, in those 3 months, you're doing everything that they tell you to. And then I think they'll start trusting you more and giving you, like, leniency and all that.
I think it's always good to ask. And if they don't tell you, but ask how much you're going to get paid and mm-hmm. how many hours. I mean, because...
It's important questions because
it is.
You know,
and it doesn't make you look snobby. You just got to know.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to know.
And if it doesn't work for you, don't be afraid of, like, well, that number isn't, you know, satisfactory to my demands, my, you know, my situation.
What is something that you do on your first day, though? To put an impression or something like that, because we talked about what is something that you do, because I talked about what I did.
So something that I do is I think I just really just get to know everyone mm-hmm. by, I mean, I shake my hand, introduce myself, and then, you know, try to make small talk with at least one person. Like you said, you know, you have to find a friend, and sometimes that one person you talk to the first day will not be the guy or person.
You'll find out real quick.
But I also just watch everything that everyone's doing just to know, like, oh, this is how they operate. And then you kind of develop your own system of how you make it better, you know, and then some people will adopt your ways. But it's always good to watch and learn.
So my second pick that I am going to say when you're in an interview, always try to do yes or no, ma'am. It's just a good habit to keep. Makes you look a lot more educated, makes you look a lot more generous. And typically that can help you get a job. Just make sure that you have affirmation in your voice, you know what I mean? So it's like, yes sir, no man, this is what I do, this is where I come from. It just shows respect. I'm a big what's it called, manners guy. And so when I've done interviews, and I have done like two before, as in I've interviewed people, the people that actually do that, not that I demand people to call me sir, but the people that have done it have always like stuck in my head, like, oh, this kid's a really good guy, or this guy's a really good person, you know what I mean? And they have good manners, they have good morals, and that just allows the employer to remember who you are, you know what I mean? And then another thing that I also like to do when I'm at work in the early stages is I like to be the last guy there on my first week, and I know that a lot of people have a lot of shit to do. But I don't want to be the first guy that's gone, because you know those guys that come in, they clock in the last, and then they're the first one to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of know those guys, and you're like, hey, you're not really
there to help.
You know what I mean?
Get the paycheck and leave.
And there are people like that. And I'm not going to act like I've always been the person that's the first one in the building and the last one out. I'm not. But when there's something that you care about or you're trying to leave an impression, it is always nice to be one of the few last people there just to kind of show, hey, like, I take pride in my work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
Thanks, bro.
Another thing you could do in an interview is your body posture has to be, you know,
on point.
Right. You have to sit up straight, and you always want to be like shoulders are out, and like when you're talking, use your hands, because that just kind of shows that you're comfortable with the person, and it's almost like a sign of not dominance, but like confidence. And then, you know, and I forgot what the thing. Oh yeah, your feet. And this is just like a standard rule of even conversing with somebody. Wherever your feet are pointed to is the person who, like, is you're interested in talking to.
Yes.
You know, so if you're talking, this is, even applies to if you're talking to people in general. Like, if their feet are facing one day and they're, like, turning their head to talk to you, they're not interested in talking to you. If they want to talk to you, they'll change their whole body posture so their feet are facing you and they'll talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's one thing. And this is, like, not pointing one look at your fucking feet and be like, oh, is his feet at me? But this is just some things for you to know.
Yeah.
So you can be completely engaged with whoever is interviewing you. And then something to do at work. I think just being like, whenever someone's like, oh, do you need help with this? Oh, do you need help with this? Or like, oh, what do you need me to do?
Yep.
And this is also your first time, so you're not going to be like telling people what to do. You have to kind of be the bitch boy for a little bit until you kind of gain that power and they trust you with certain tasks.
Yep.
So always asking what to do, what can I do? Does this need to be done? You know, stuff like that.
Yep.
Just make it look like you want to work. You know, sitting around there, you know, begging for breaks, or like, even if you have some time to be on your phone, you know, not the first time, you know, the first 3 months you're there, just, you know, be a worker.
Looking busy is always a good thing. Looking busy is always a good thing as an employer. It doesn't matter if you're fucking scrubbing toilets or whatever you're doing. I mean, if you can look like you're doing something continuously, it's always a good impression. Another thing that I like to do in interviews is know some sort of fact or history about the employer. So that kind of coincides with you asking a question. But a lot of employers want to know, well, how did you hear about us? And then if you can wow and be like, well, actually, you know, something like that, if you could just name a fact, and it's a simple Google search, guys. Like, if you just look something up, you could for sure find something about that fact, and you can bullshit it. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like I've known everything about every company that I've worked for, but it does leave a really good impression of like, okay, this guy came in, asked a question, and knows a little bit about our company. Why shouldn't I hire him? I mean, you're giving him too many whys.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, you also got to be careful, because my mom, she applied for a job during COVID because her hours got cut, and they sent her home for a little bit. She's like, let me go see if I can get another job real quick, just in case. And like, she gave them her resume, and they're like, well, you're over too qualified. You're like, too qualified for this job. Like, why are you applying? And they didn't give her a job because of that. Because she has a bachelor's degree and all that, and 15 years experience in this. And so you don't want to know too much. You just want to be like, well, I need need the job.
That is very true. Like, you don't want to, you know, step over your bridges and then what's it called, you know, get put in a position also, where you really don't know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, that person needs a position. They don't want to feel threatened.
True.
Because, you know, you got to act dumb a little bit. True. And then when you're there, you're there.
Yeah. And then something I like to do is I always give my number to my colleagues that I know that I was working with. And the reason being is, like, if you do that, one, you open another line of communication for them. And then also, if you're in a job that requires, if you can call out, but someone can take over your shift, it's good to have someone being like, oh, wait, well, this new guy did give me his number. Maybe he can pull shift for me. And by doing that, it just gives a sort of trust, and then it builds friendship. And sometimes, like, I've been in jobs where I just don't like it. I didn't like one of my first jobs very much at a certain point. But it was comforting knowing that I had someone to look forward to that I could talk to at work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So building relationships that way is something I always try to recommend to people.
Another thing, this is like one stone that'll kill two birds right here for interview and work. Arrive early.
Yeah.
Very important. You don't want to be late or like on the dot, because they want you, I think, not they don't want you to, but like, coming early shows them, like, okay, he's prepared, he wants this. Same thing when coming to work. You know, when we could pull in at the last fucking second, rushing in there, clocking in at literally on the dot where the time you're supposed to be there. Come a little bit early, you know, take your time. It allows you to relax before, you know, not be so nervous.
Yep.
You know, and I've never arrived late to some, like, my first, you know, like, days of the work or interview. And that just shows, you know, I've had success. Just a tip.
Just a thought. Food for thought. Mm-hmm. What else do you have? And then I have one more.
No, I killed two birds with one stone, man.
Oh, that's your thing?
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that, this is kind of like my last, so this is my last pick, but this is something that's not major, but it is a good idea. If someone, usually when you go into an interview, they'll ask you if you want water. Mm-hmm. And I didn't do this the first time, but if they ask you for water, say yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's some psychological stuff about it where it just says, hey, that you're willing and able to, like, I don't know, some study that they've done before, but I think in simpler terms, it allows the conversation to be more free.
It's like when you invite someone to your
breaking
house.
Breaking the ice.
When you invite someone to your house, like, you want something to drink? Like, no, I'm good. Well, when they say yes, you guys can both sit down and have a drink together, like,
yes,
not as alcohol but water,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like it's a level of comfort.
It just breaks the ice. Yeah, exactly. It breaks the ice. And then my last thing that I do at work in the first couple week is my family is big on food. You know what I mean? So I always try to bring like my grandma's famous banana nut bread and stuff like that. Just leaving an impression. Leaving an impression is nice, you know. Some sort of stuff. I'm a big sharer, so if there's some sort of things that I can do. I think this is why I've had success in my work, is some people have called me a kiss ass, but at the same time, like, I'm just there for people, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So the availability and being a kind person doesn't always hurt.
That's right. Another thing is, when you come to your interview, come looking good, but also make sure, like, your hair's cut, beard's trimmed, you know, girls, I guess, have a little bit of makeup on, you know, just look presentable in that way. And also don't chew gum when you're talking to them.
Yeah.
Like, make sure your breath doesn't stink, but, like, don't be, you know, fucking them.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Right. And also just shows, like, you know, what the fuck is he doing chewing gum?
Yeah.
And then something to do at work is, I'll just slip my fucking mind. Nonetheless, I actually forgot because it was just on top of my tongue. Yeah. But this is just a few tips and guidelines that we have.
From Coach Jax and Ali Rock, we try to provide for the community.
And if you guys get employed from using our tips, give us a DM.
Yeah, and then we'll show 5% of the royalties, please. Thanks.
5% of your paycheck goes to us.
Yeah, three men have died giving this advice. So.
Yeah. But now, since we talked about work and all that, let's derail and go straight to Dumbass of the Week.
Mm.
A few dummies this week. I only have one, but let me see here.
Let me forgot, sure. Didn't you?
No, I know. So, this one I saw a few days ago.
Yeah.
Besides the fact from the actual dumbass here, Lil Wayne, I wouldn't say he's dumb for this, you know.
Lil Wayne, you said?
No, not Lil Wayne. Who? But this is about him.
Oh.
He's associated with the dumbass, but he's not the dumbass himself. He's actually facing 10 years in prison.
Weezy is?
Yeah. He admitted for, like, having weapons, carrying weapons and stuff.
Mm.
He pleaded guilty, so it was like, I think, a lighter sentence, whatever. They're like max 10 years, you know.
Right.
But the dumbass is the guy who bought Weezy's master's degree for $100 million.
He
bought his explain master's this to degree.
Me. So
his master's
degree. Like from the college. Diploma? Like,
yeah. For $100 million. I mean, first of all, the master's diploma wouldn't be as valuable to me, really, right? If I had my own.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, apparently it's not valuable to Tunchi. But, like, what does that give the fan? You know, like, what satisfaction does it give? Like,
did he buy it as a piece of memorabilia, or did he buy it to say that he has a master? Like, I'm confused.
Because he bought it as memorabilia.
Because that's what I'm saying, because I don't think that you can buy
But he bought his degree. Like, he bought the paper.
Yeah, the diploma.
Yeah, it wasn't like he's a master's and whatever.
What does Lil Wayne have a master's in? This is a new thing. Yeah, I've always known that he's very educated. I've known that he's very educated because, like, I remember seeing him getting interrogated, and he, like, really answered his questions really well and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So I've always known he's very educated, but I just didn't know he had a master's degree. Kudos to him. I mean, he's not a dummy for that, but the guy that bought it for sure, that's $100 million.
Right. Maybe his name is like, same as Lil Wayne, and he's like, yeah.
Yeah. For a job. I got one.
$100 million. There you go.
Yeah.
I can't find because my internet's bugging, but you go ahead.
So before I say my dumbass, it, like Ali Rock said, our week consumed was school. So I didn't, wasn't on social media all that much, but today I looked at a Las Vegas, account, and it posted a guy like jumping on an airplane. Like wing.
Was he jumping on it, or was he already on it when it was moving and stuff?
Like he jumped on it while it was moving and then was holding on for dear life, and they stopped. They stopped flying because they're about to take off. And so here's my thing is like, usually Dumbass of the Week is very funny segment. So I don't want to be the guy that's like saying this is a funny segment and this guy have some sort of mental deficiency. So I just don't want to be that guy. But the act of jumping on a plane.
Moving one.
Probably not the smartest idea, some would say. But it was pretty fucking scary. Like, I can't imagine seeing someone do some shit like that and, like, how I would feel about the rest of the flight. Like, that's a hell of a time right there.
Well, man, let me just say this. If you're trying to catch a free flight, that's not the way.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He was shortly arrested right after.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, that's a fucking, like, what, felony?
If you I'm sure they put him on the no-fly list.
For a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I found Weezy attended University of Houston, where he studied psychology, and then he switched to University of Phoenix.
The online one?
Yeah, to complete his master's in psychology.
In psychology, no shit. I'm sure that's, like...
I heard psychology is not too hard.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's a little difficult. But what I'm saying is I'm sure that there's a bar in one of his songs. You know what I mean? It's like, I got a master's from University of Phoenix, psychology, bitch, or something like
that. Well, he said that going to Houston while he was rapping was kind of difficult because he was famous. So he had to switch to something more practical for him to go to school and actually focus and all that.
Right.
So Phoenix.
That's hard. That's a flex, though.
Right. It's, you know, Megan Thee Stallion also... got famous while she was in college. And I don't even know if she's in college anymore. Like,
wait, who?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, really?
That's why it was like a whole big deal, because she was like a student in college and her one song blew up.
No shit.
And she was like all popular there too.
Dude, yeah. I'm sure, you know, if rapping doesn't work out, he could find a great job with a great pension.
That respects women.
Yeah.
Face. All right. This is our closing segment. And we're getting to that season... the bells are ringing. It's not snowing here, though, so it doesn't feel like it, you know. But it does feel like it because everywhere we go is a lot of Christmas lights and decorations and all the trees.
You think it feels like Christmas right now?
No, not in... because, you know, where I grew up seeing Christmas, you know, everything's all white snow. Yeah. It's cold as fuck. And then, you know, it's Christmas. That's the season.
See, for me, like, Vegas doesn't even have, like, that scenic type... Christmas, but it just right now I feel like everyone wants the year just to be over
with. It does feel a little bit because, you know, it gets dark at 4.
Right, right. So like, but what I'm saying is, like, I just feel like everyone does not, like, isn't in the Christmas spirit because everyone's just like, I want this year to be fucking over.
For sure.
So it's one of those things where usually when Christmas comes around in December, it's just every day you can find a way to be happy. You know what I mean? Coming back home and seeing the Christmas tree and stuff like that. And for me, I've procrastinated all my Christmas gifts. Mm. And it's stressing me the fuck out.
I feel you, man. Dude, tell me, I've spent so much money. I don't even want to look at my credit cards or my account, you know?
Yeah, I had that anxiety sometimes where I'm like, oh, God, I don't want
to
look at my...
You know, but I think about it later. Like, it'll be worth it to see it on Christmas Day. All the people will get your gifts and be happy and all that.
Exactly.
You know, maybe some tears will be shed. You never know.
You never know.
Right. So this one is just like, what's a Christmas tradition that you want to do, you have done, or like the best Christmas gifts that you've ever gotten? You know?
Yeah. Is it like a list or is it just one?
It's like here. What do you think? I'm not gonna give a list. I will say I share a little funny story. This was like writing a letter to Santa.
Sure.
Christmas tradition, you know. Mom always said, you know, Santa gets letters. You see it in the movies. They write letters to Santa. so you do. And the mom was like, you know, parents always go, well, I'll mail it for you. And then now, okay, when you're older.
So, okay, so let's talk about this real quick. Yeah. When did you find out that Santa didn't exist? And if anyone didn't know Santa didn't exist, I'm so sorry.
I don't know the exact age, but I was in the third grade. It's 8 or 9.
Yeah, so same here. Yeah. Same here. And I'm glad I learned at a young age.
I don't think that's young. I think that's, like, appropriate.
I think that's appropriate. Yeah. No, because, like, I'm glad I learned at a young age because, like, people that go into middle school still believe in, I'm kind of, like...
Doubt it.
Like, I feel like fourth or fifth grade is, like, the max of, like, stop. But, like, I remember being pissed when my mom told me. I was pissed off when she...
I wasn't pissed. I was just, like, I was in, like, a culture shock. Or not a culture shock, but just shocked. I was, like, wow.
I just feel like Christmas was way more fun when Santa was involved.
Right, because...
Like, how the fuck did he know?
Well, my parents probably hated me and my sister because we wake up at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
With the gifts. And my mom was like, what the fuck?
See, bro, like, okay, I just remember my mom. So my grandma's always living with me. You guys have probably heard her a couple times on this show, but so my mom would, like, literally barricade my sister and I in our rooms so that we wouldn't fucking go downstairs at 3 o'clock in the morning and wake up everyone. But I remember, like, staying up and, like, her and I were, like, watching TV and I just kept on pestering the fuck out. I was like, Santa real, Santa real, Santa real, Santa real. And she's like, do you really want to know? And she's pissed off. She wants to go to bed. And I was like, yeah. She's like, no, good night. And she's like, are you okay? And I was like, mm-hmm. And then she left and I fucking cried. I cried so hard, bro. I was like, and I just remember being, like, so butthurt about it. But, like, I do remember going into middle school, which was weird, and just being in sixth grade, and, like, Christmas would come around, and they'd be like, thanks, Santa. And I'd just be like, dude.
It's weird now because, you know, before you'd write down this, blah, blah, you would know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Now it's like, what do you want? It's not like they know what they're getting, but you got to ask them what they want because you don't know.
Right.
And they'd be like, oh, you know, I like these things, those things. And my mom is against doing presents and all that just because, not that she doesn't want to give us presents, it's just money.
Right.
It's like, you know, let's buy this instead of...
Yeah, dude, Christmas used to be lit when you didn't have to give anyone a gift.
Right?
Now I have to give everyone a gift. And here's my thing. Yeah.
It's fun giving gifts.
Growing up with Christmas, I used to get 2 Christmases because of the whole divorce issue, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anywho, so, like, Christmas used to be fucking max churn. Now, I have to do it. Now it's not max churn for me because I got to get gifts for everyone. So I got to do 2 Christmases, but they're coming out of my paycheck now.
Yeah.
So it sucks sometimes, bro. Like, I'm glad that my sisters enjoy it and shit like that. And it is, as I've gotten older, it is cool to see, like, the faces on people when you get them a fucking cool gift.
Yeah.
Like, that's sick. And, like, fuck yeah. It's better than getting a gift.
That's true. That's true.
You paused right there. You selfish son of a bitch.
I had to realize what you were saying.
Mm.
But when I was like 6, maybe 7, I wrote a letter to Santa.
Yeah.
I wanted a PS2.
Mm.
Santa got me a radio.
That was Ivan.
So, you know, and then I asked my mom later about it. She's like, I wasn't going to buy you $100-something, you know, game station. She's like, radio was like $20 with a CD player in it. And I was like, wow.
Dude, I remember.
I had it for a very long time, and then it just broke down on me.
Remember CDs? I used to actually get CDs. I used to ask my mom for CDs. Like,
I used to ask for movies and stuff.
She used to drive me home with the CD and shit. And I'd be like, can you play this and skip to song number 8?
Wow, it was like Drake and shit.
Dude, no, I didn't listen to that shit when I was 8. I was like listening to Nickelback. Like Tim McGraw and shit, bro. Nice. Not that they don't slap or anything, I'm just saying, like, but I do remember CD players. That's sick. Mm. Okay, so there's a couple gifts. I do want to talk about a young one. So when mine's very similar to you, I asked for an Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, Santa.
Yeah.
If you didn't know. She did like this like maze for me to find it. And would like put like a controller and then a game. And I was like 7 or 8. So it was fucking lit.
Mm.
Lit. Max turn, bro. I was like, wow. Got a game, but I don't have a system. And then like she'd be like, okay, 2 steps to the right. Blah, 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 blah. Do this, do this, do this. And then underneath the couch was an Xbox 360, baby.
And you went X game mode.
Oh, dude. I was like, OMG. But the thing is, I was like 8. So I was only playing like Madden. And I think that contributes to why I know so much about football, because I literally know every single football
player. That's the only game you had ever?
Yeah, dude, I was playing the hell out of it, too. Sucked. I was playing on, like, pro, and I was getting beat by, like, 60 overall teams, but I figured it out, and now I'm a demigod at it. But that was, like, a really cool one growing up. And then, like, not to, like, ruin the mood or anything, because I do like Christmas, but my grandfather one year died during a holiday, and so it was, like, really tough on us, and, like, we didn't expect any gifts or anything like that. But my dad got, like, an Oregon shirt, or it was, like, an Oregon jacket for me, because I used to be obsessed with the Oregon Ducks, bro, like, obsessed with them. And to this day, I still have a lot of love for him because of what had happened. And he's like, hey, put on that jacket real quick and just let me see how it looks on you. And I was like, good. He's like, put that hand in your pocket, so I want to take a picture. And inside the pocket was, like, a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled it out, and it was a Rose Bowl ticket.
Dude,
no, it was one of the first times I remember, like, getting emotional for a gift, because it was, like, I was 11, so I had kind of started to get unselfish, if that makes sense. I feel like that's the age where you kind of start realizing, oh, shit, like, one, I knew Santa wasn't real, and then two, like, I just kind of realized it was a really tough time for my family and I, and then, so I got, like, emotional during a gift, and I was like, oh, shit, like, this is really fun. And that year, I went and saw at the time, it was the highest scoring Rose Bowl game, like, Russell Wilson was playing, who's going to be featured a Hall of Famer, like, it's cool shit like that that you remember, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, that was probably one of the best gifts I've ever gotten.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
I've gotten a lot of gifts throughout the years, and
what are some of the best gifts you've given?
I've given, man.
This dick.
I think it's yet to come, actually.
Very true.
I can't spoil it because Santa keeps things secret, but it's all wrapped and under the tree ready.
Oh, so you're saying that this year is your best?
I think so, because I think now my financial situation is better. And I'm gonna just share a story. Before, if you guys want to go listen to our Real Life Wednesday episode titled "Fear," I talk about my dad almost being deported. But that Christmas was pretty, I wouldn't say like weak, because my mom still made it happen. But it wasn't like we had all these gifts. It was just like literally like we went to Dollar Tree to shop for gifts and like Five and Below to get little things. And it wasn't like I was expecting to get, oh my God, I need fucking all these gifts. But that was just a tougher Christmas because we didn't have money. We were paying off the lawyer. But it was more like, you know, sense of family.
Being with them, man.
You know, it was just a gift in itself to have everyone there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we always... And I haven't spent Christmas, without my parents ever. So that's always one thing.
Yeah, that's always something to look forward to. Like I said earlier on, it's like when you get older, you start having a greater appreciation for different things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not Christmas, I need gifts. It's more of like, you know...
Before, I used to open Christmas gifts on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. But now that we know that, there's no point in waiting, we just do it on Christmas Eve after we eat dinner.
Yeah, you know, that's the funny thing, too, is, like, I'm a big Christmas Eve kind of guy, too. And then for whatever reason, like, Christmas Day, I'm kind of with friends sometimes. Like, I see my friends, and that's when I give them my gifts.
The day's over,
You know what I mean? Because it's, like, Christmas is, like, a morning type thing. And then throughout the day, I'll go give my gifts to my friends. And that's... as I've gotten older, is like, I love getting gifts from my family. Like you kind of know what you want to get them, but giving gifts to your friends, that shit's fun.
Yeah.
That shit is actually fun. And like, you know what I mean? Like I'm excited to just even give your gift, you know what I mean? And just my boy's gifts is just fun. Stuff like that. But, underrated gift thing. I love stocking, stuffers.
See, my family is just getting into that.
I love it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Those are my favorite fucking things.
Mm-hmm. Dude, so I'm going to say Ukrainian Christmas is actually coming up on the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And the tradition there is the Santa Claus. It's the same Santa Claus. They're all Saint Nick. But he was, instead of being red and white, it would be blue and white. And he carried on like a staff and shit. That's that. And he puts presents under your pillow. So you wake up and look under the pillow, got presents.
No shit.
Yeah. But in Ukraine, you know, my mom was telling me, her presents would be like chocolate, tangerines, and like bananas, because they'd never get that the whole year, just Christmas, because that's all that's available. Yeah, so that's what they get. And now this year, my mom was like, "Well, I'm not doing, you know, the whole thing. Like, you guys aren't little anymore, this and that." But your boy has to hook him up. You know what I'm saying?
Funny thing is let's talk about your parents.
Oh.
I'm at the mall the other day looking for gifts and everything like that, and I call Ally Rock and I'm like, "Hey, bro, like, I'm looking for a gift, like." And I was looking for someone else's gift. I was like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And I turn around and I see mom and dad Ali Rock.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
coincidence,
bro. And I'm like, mom and dad Ali Rock? Because I'm not going to expose their names on here. Right. But I was like, mom and dad Ali Rock? And they're like, hey. And then I give them the phone. I was like, hey. It was just a funny moment right there. Funny moment right there. Small world we live in. Vegas is very small.
No, my parents, they actually found out that me and my girlfriend were getting presents, and they're like, oh, you guys are really doing that? And they're like, well, now we have to go get you guys presents too. And it's not like I want presents, you know, I just want to give them something.
No, I do. Here's my thing, is like, I do love giving gifts. I said it before, but also for my parents, is like, because I'm still living under their roof, and that's like a present every day.
Right, so, right, right.
And they're alive and healthy, so yeah. Like, that's another thing too. So
when this
some
year,
sort of appreciation.
Do you guys do like New Year's Eve dinner?
No, my parents aren't big on New Year's Eve.
No,
either of them aren't really big New Year's Eve. Okay. I can't really remember. Like, it used to be that wasn't a tradition. It was like 2 years we went to the Rose Bowl, which was fucking sick because that was a New Year's thing. But it was never like no. And now that I've gotten older, like that's a fucking like a young person type thing holiday where it's like New Year's. You know what I mean?
No, I feel it, but like. I meant, not New Year's, bro, I meant Christmas Eve, like Christmas Eve dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys do?
Prime rib, yeah.
Oh, you do? Yeah, so my family usually, New Year's we go hard because, you know, you end the year and bring in a new one with, you right. know, fucking feast and all that. But for Christmas, we used to do, like, you know, the meal and all that, family come over, we all chit-chat, but as of recent, my mom and dad have not been giving a fuck about Christmas Eve dinners. They do want to do one because they don't want to cook yet. So this year we're just takeout Chinese. Call it simple. Everyone grabs and we just move on with our day, open presents, you know.
What matters more is the alcohol.
Exactly. You have to get crunk. I haven't been to like a Christmas Eve party yet. Probably because I don't know, no one really does them because I wake up next morning open gifts. But I've been to Christmas parties wild as fuck, you know what I'm saying? Not, it's unmatched in New Year's, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. New Year's is a different breed, but we'll see what happens this year with the COVIDs.
Have you ever had any mishaps with presents? Like, shit's gone missing or...
What do you mean? Like
I've never had anything like that.
No, I do remember...
I've had it where I wrapped the wrong gift and I gave it to the wrong people, and I'm like, oh, like, switch.
I do think that there's been times where there's, like, a shitty Christmas, though, as in... I've never been the person that's ungrateful, because I'm just not a very big, picky person when it comes to gifts, and I will find a way to use it. I will find a way to use it, but, like, I have completely missed the mark on giving a gift before, and that sucks. Like, you know how people... go, well, if you don't like the gift, you could just take it back. Or if you don't like the gift, it won't hurt my feelings. Well, it hurts my feelings.
Whoa. Okay.
Not really. It doesn't hurt my feelings, but sometimes I'm like, fuck. Like, I go back to bed. I'm like, why didn't I fucking think about that?
Oh.
Like, I'm giving a gift.
Right. Also, one of those things, like, anything by my grandma gift. Because she lives in Chicago, and she sent us a package that came in the beginning of December. She's like, don't open it. Put it under your tree now. And it's just a box under her tree.
Yeah.
So I got to send her something.
It's a dog that's just been right. sitting in there.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up. Yeah. I don't know why I said that. For as short as this episode is, like, we literally went from doing a starting five of Disney characters to me saying some foul guy shit I shouldn't have said.
You're not going to get canceled.
Yeah, well.
But all I know is that this Christmas is going to be special. Just because, like, it's near the end of the year, and I think people are starting to realize this COVID stuff is, you know, we're mediating it just okay.
So basically, Ali Rock thinks it's a hoax.
No, it's not what I think. It's just like people have had enough of this, you know.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah. So let's just enjoy the holidays with our folks, you know, and our loved ones.
Yep.
And then right after, like a week after, is you got to bring in the new year.
Yeah, you know, dude, and see, that's fun. I do like doing New Year's resolutions because I'm pretty on it for like a month.
And we could do next episode or closer to New Year's, some resolutions that we
can do. Yeah, we'll do it after Christmas.
Yeah, for sure.
And we'll put out some stuff like that. I mean, It's always fun, man. You know what's fun about Christmas too is like at the 2 days after, you're like, oh shit, I did get this. Like, this is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Like when you're putting away, sometimes I get clothes and stuff and I'm putting, like, I'm hanging up. I'm like, oh shit, that's cool.
Stuff like that. One gift that you just reminded me.
Yeah.
My grandpa bought me a snowboard one time.
Yeah.
Wasn't a bad looking snowboard. Yeah. I'll tell you that. But I didn't, you know, didn't really get to put it to much use.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. All right, well, that's what we call an episode here, 2 inches deep. So, more stuff to come, more active on social media, videos. We're working on some top secret stuff that you guys can't know about yet. But thank you for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time at Real Life Wednesday. Peace.